from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Justin Ross, post-practice today, stepping up. You guys practicing on the rain a little bit? We felt like Andy maybe wanted that at some point during camp.
Yeah, man. I think we were much rather practicing the rainy grass than the turf anyways, though, so it's no problem with us.
And soften it up a little bit? Why would you rather practice in the rain?
You know that turf, man. That turf get pretty bad on your knees and everything like that. So, we'd rather come out here in the grass.
When you look at your performance in the preseason game, I think people pointed out you've made some big plays at those times. Mm-hmm. What is it you can do differently this year to, like, make sure the Chiefs are like, yeah, we got to have Justin Ross with us all the time. We got to make sure he's on the roster.
I say probably consistency. I just got to stay consistent and stay in my work.
What about what? I mean, which part of consistency? The route running, the catching? Like, what are they asking from you?
Just to play my role, really, just to go out there when my name is called, just go out there and make the plays that are given to me.
What do you make of the wide receiver room? I mean, there's some familiar faces, but there's also some new guys in the mix as well, some younger guys. What do you make of the entire wide receiver room right now as we sit only a preseason game in?
We got a great room, man, so far. We got speed, we got size, we got athleticism, we got everything we need in that receiver room right now.
This camp, one thing we've noticed a little bit different from a year ago was immediately at practice going down the field a little bit more. Seems like there's more of an emphasis in going down the field, and you're part of that at times as well. Is that something that has been just so focused in meetings as well?
I mean, just getting back to Chiefs football, man, everybody knows Chiefs football is that downfield, blazing speed and going to go get big touchdowns. So we're just getting back to that.
When you look at what you guys can do offensively, we had asked, I think it was like Spags that talked about the defensive goals. What do you guys want to be? And Karlaftis, is the interior, you guys talking about like, hey, we want to be the number one offense in football again? Is that the way it's talked about?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We want to go out there and just show everybody what we all know, what everybody in Kansas City know, everybody in the nation knows for real, that Kansas City Chiefs football is that high-power football.
How much does that come from just, like, the Mahomes pressure of it? He seems like he enjoys preseason football than the guys who actually have to play.
Yeah.
Like, no one's more hyped than Pat on the sideline. He seems like he likes preseason football as much as anyone.
Yeah, man. Pat, he'd be ready for all type of action, man. Anything, preseason, regular season, practice, he's always ready and always supporting us.
What's something you've seen him competitive in that isn't football? Like, what's the thing where you're like, all right, rein it in a little bit. We're just all trying to play ping pong or whatever.
Basketball. He's a real big competitor in basketball. He thinks he's like the LeBron of basketball when it comes to that.
Who's the best player on the team, do you think?
I'm not going to really shy away from myself, for real.
Okay, there we go.
I say myself.
You got the right height for it. I mean, I feel like that's got to give you an advantage over some guys.
Yeah,
who's your basketball. Biggest competition then on the team for that?
Competition? I don't don't know, man. I got myself sweeping the whole room.
We got Justin Ross hanging out with us here on 610 Sports Radio. We were just talking a little while ago about the new kickoffs, and like clearly, even the player, everybody's trying to figure out this thing. Take me through that particular sequence, and from watching, I know you weren't on the field, I don't think, at that particular instance, but what did you see there? It seems like the rule got screwed up, even with the replay officials, and it shouldn't have been a safety.
You know, the rules are a little weird. It's new, so they still have a couple things they have to fill out, and I feel like that's just going to come with the time, for real. So that specific play though, I really can't call it, for real. It was a weird play. It dropped right on the 1 yard line. We're trying to get a touchback, so it's kind of weird with the rules.
Do you like the rule change? Because the numbers have shown so far that there's like 80% of the returns or kickoffs are actually being returned, whereas last year there was very few. And that the goal of the NFL was to get more returns. I would imagine you would like that as someone that has an opportunity maybe to be out there sometime.
No, as far as returns, I feel like it's going to help the game a lot. But as far as like the rule changes and stuff, it's just going to take a little time to get used to.
So we've asked this of players before that have had really good camps or have caught in buzz. Maybe in like Creed Humphrey's rookie year. Mm-hmm. Do you get a sense that you're like a fan favorite on social media? Are you aware of that?
I feel like the fans, they've been around with me since I got here. So, I mean, I play my part, and I do what I'm supposed to do, and they keep supporting me.
Well, let's get to know you a little bit. Some of this stuff we like to do because we don't know you off the field.
Right.
Last guest we just had on said that they're starting to work on their original car from high school.
Yeah.
They're going to start fixing up. What kind of things do you do off the field?
I'm from Alabama, so I like to do stuff outside. I like to fish. I like to ride four-wheelers, hunt, stuff like that. So,
do you have a property then? You like to get, like, do you be on, like, a big plot of land somewhere?
I don't have my own property yet, but I have friends back home. We go out there and ride. We go out there and fish and do all types of stuff.
What do you like to catch?
Bass.
Bass, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was curious.
Yeah, for sure. Bass, catfish, and stuff like that.
I don't know anything about fishing, man. I don't know anything.
Okay, if you catch it, do you just release it, or can you catch it, skin it, cook it? Can you go through, like, the whole process?
I can't do it, but depends on the day. We can definitely round them up. And,
okay, so as a group, you guys can handle.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can't do it by myself.
Well, then we got to know whether or not you can cook or not. You know?
Oh, yeah, I'm not the best cook now. I'm not the best cook, but I can prep. I can prep food for sure, but I'm not the best cook.
And we've talked to a couple of your teammates. A lot of praise for Carl Loftus, and they said maybe he's the best griller on the entire team.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that.
You got to get in that group. I mean,
hey, he says he only invites the defensive ends, but if you just start showing some interest.
Yeah, I just got to show up one day. They're not going to turn me around.
We're talking to Justin Ross. How are you just feeling health-wise? Everybody knows your story, and obviously I think that's another reason why people have been rooting for you to be on this team over the last couple of years. How are you just feeling physically, and do you feel like you're further enough removed now from some of your past injury history?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling 100% healthy. I'm ready to get to it this year, ready to finish out this whole season healthy and with a great mindset.
Do you have a chance to talk to Hollywood? Obviously a scary injury for him on Saturday.
Yeah, I did talk to him. I just told him I was praying for him, man, just get well soon.
Sounds like he got to avoid surgery at least, so like good news. I mean, those, like, on field, those initial things when you're starting to hear, hey, he might be hurt, it might be this kind of injury, is there like a little bit of a buzz to it? You guys just try to put it ahead, behind you, and then deal with it after the game, you know?
That's our brother, so it's going to always be on our mind, but we still going to have a task at hand at the time, so we're going to have to finish the game, but that's our brother. We always think about it.
What are you trying to get out of the rest of preseason? You got two more left? Mm-hmm. What are you going to try to get out of it personally?
I got to score a touchdown, man. I got to go out there and I got to score a touchdown, man. I couldn't get one last game, but I feel like I'll get one sooner later.
Okay, I believe in you. I mean, look, you ought to just show them the highlight tape and be like, if we get inside the 10, you mind just tossing one up?
No problem at all. There's nothing wrong with that either.
Well, what's that feeling, though, when you're in the, you know, your opportunity to get a touchdown? You're usually one of the biggest wide receivers on the field that time. Mm-hmm. To just be able to, whether it's going up and mossing somebody or whatever, but just being able to have a ball just thrown up and you're able to go up and get it. Like, that's got to be, other than just the fact it's a touchdown, that you're able to do something that everybody's able to do.
Right. Now, it feels good, man. I've pretty much been doing that for a long time now, since my high school. So, I mean, it feels good, but I still got some little areas I got to clean up to just make it perfect, to get it the best way I can.
I think we've had other – high school, you're probably doing yourself short. I'm going to guess in, like, fourth grade you used to run shot on some sport against other people. I feel like superior athletes – identify themselves early.
Yeah, I was pretty good. Like I said, basketball, I was pretty good. I was pretty good back then.
Did you watch any of the Olympics then? Did you have a chance to watch the men's?
I watched a couple games, little tads and bits of it. Yeah.
What's your favorite sport outside of the basketball for that?
Mm, I played baseball. I played baseball also back in the day.
You played baseball too?
Yeah, I played baseball.
What position?
I played shortstop. I played third base, and I played a little right field.
Okay, what style of player were you? The home run hitter, the speed guy? Obviously, I'm sure played a factor.
Yeah, I can hit. I can hit a little bit. Yeah, I probably go up fourth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you play in the softball game that they had?
I didn't make it this year.
I feel like this would have been. Was it LRZ had never played baseball before? He goes up and
hit a home run.
Hits a home run. Hits a home run right away. Or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He's talented, man.
But it just feels like one of those things that if you're going to do it, you might as well do it. You got to get out to the K. You guys are next door.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Just figure
man.
Out a way to get you get you a chance to take some BP on the field. They probably let you do that. See if you can still get one out.
Yes, sir. No problem at
all. All right, Justin. Appreciate it, man. We'll let you get back up there.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.